time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Good Friday, March 29th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got to tell you, come down with a little bit of a spring cold. This hot and cold back and forth temperatures that happens to me almost every single spring. Was down in Battle Creek earlier this week. Got scanned by Missy, updated for my maintenance. And I got to tell you, 60 degrees when I got down there, 30 degrees the next day. Didn't have the jacket on like I should have. Like, really, you can't look outside. You can't look at your phone, look at a weather report. So we're going to get through the show today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Good Friday. Today. Well, what's so good about Good Friday? This is something that I've asked myself many times over the years, not understanding why they call it Good Friday. Well, the Good Friday, of course, Jesus going into Jerusalem, the palms. But what happened in those few days? God proved his love on the cross. When Christ was hung, bled, and died, it was God saying to the world, I love you. That was a quote in a speech Billy Graham gave to over 100,000 people at a football stadium in Texas. Good Friday, the Friday before Easter, is the Christian day to commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus, his death at Calvary. This Christian holiday is also known as Holy Friday, Great Friday, and Black Friday. For Christians, Good Friday is an important day of the year because it celebrates what we believe to be the most momentous weekend in the history of the world. Ever since Jesus died and was raised, Christians have proclaimed the cross and the resurrection of Jesus to be the decisive turning point for all of creation, all of humanity. Paul considered it the first importance, because Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and was raised to life on the third day. fouling what God had promised in the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3 through 4. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried, he was raised on the third day. And we remember today because on this Good Friday, Jesus willingly suffered and died by crucifixion in the ultimate sacrifice of our sins. Short break, we'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into Good Friday. That's March 29th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Yesterday, I played this song, and I asked you guys if you wanted a copy of the YouTube link, text me the word song, and that I would send it to you. By the end of the day, I had sent it out to 194 people. Well, I'm going to play it again on this Good Friday. It'll air over the weekend as the show repeats every 3 hours on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, on the TuneIn app, and it will air Monday morning. So Monday morning, you'll be hearing this song roughly at about 9:15. Let's see, that would be 6:15 Monday morning. You can still text me on Monday if you'd like it. Two sisters rewrote the words to Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and they made it specific for this holy weekend, starting with Holy Friday, going through Easter Sunday. I'm going to play it for you right now.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father? Did you?" They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ the King before his hallelujah. 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 He hung his head and prepared to die, then lifted his face up to the sky. Said, "I am coming home now, Father, to you." A reed which held his final sip was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his last and gave his soul to glory. The soldier who had used his sword to pierce the body of our Lord said, "Truly this was Jesus Christ, our Savior." He looked with fear upon his sword, then turned to face his Christ and Lord, fell to his knees, took from his head the thorny crown and wrapped him in a linen gown, then laid him down to rest inside the tomb. The holes in his hands, his feet inside, now in our hearts we know he died to save us from ourselves. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 3 days went by, again they came to move the stone to bless the slain with oil and spice anointing, hallelujah. But as they went to move the stone, they saw that they were not alone, for Jesus Christ has risen, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
if you would like that song sent to your phone, text me song, and I'll send you the link to it. Personally, I'd like to see every church on this Holy Easter Sunday play this YouTube video in their church. So if you would like me to send it to you so you could forward it to your pastor, if they have a TV screen or a big screen, audio capabilities, they could play this video in church on Sunday. Because again, 1 John 1 through 10. On Good Friday, we remember the day Jesus willingly suffered and died by crucifixion as the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. The Easter that follows it, the glorious celebration of the day Jesus was raised from the dead, heralding his victory over sin and death, our sins, his death, pointing ahead to future resurrections for all who are united to him by faith. You see, that's all it is, folks. It's just having the faith. People say, well, I don't believe it. Well, if you don't believe it, stop and think about what you just said. How many times in your life, I have a very, very simple question. When something bad, something horrific is happening in your life, you're driving down a road on a dark night, headlights are on, it's a summer, it's a beautiful, beautiful, absolutely beautiful summer night. You might even have the windows down in the car. You have music playing. Everything is going great, and then all of a sudden, three deer running right out in front of your car. Sometimes, what is the first thing out of your mouth? Oh, God. You're in a dark alley in Detroit. Brian Summerfield and I, years ago, were down in Detroit at night. We were attending a state convention at Cobo Hall. We decided to walk from our hotel over to Lafayette Coney Island. Get a Coney. We came out of the restaurant, went around the corner, and we were confronted by three gentlemen. My first reaction was, oh God, Lord, please protect us. Faith isn't something that you think you have. Then why does, oh God, come out of your mouth? I hope and pray that when Peter Battaglia died on his motorcycle, at the time, the state representative for the 106th House District, heading to Lansing on his motorcycle, a lady turned in front of him. I believe she was going into a bingo hall. Turned right in front of him. The officer on the scene said there was no skid marks. Pete didn't even hit his brakes. I hope and pray that he said, oh God. In the same way, Good Friday is good, because as terrible as that day was, it had to happen for us to receive the joy of Easter. God's wrath against sin, our sins, Jesus' sins, even though they claim he was perfect, his followers, his disciples, everybody that he spoke to, their sins at the time, and our sins now, had to be poured out and suffered and sacrificed by Jesus. The perfect sacrificial substitute that God created that provides forgiveness and salvation to be poured out to all of God's people, all nations, all countries. Without the awful day of suffering, the sorrow, the blood that was absolutely shed at the cross, God could not be both just and the justifier of those who trust in him. Romans 3:26. The day that seemed to be the greatest triumph of evil was actually the death blow in God's glorious good plan to redeem the world from bondage. This was a plan. It was foretold in the scriptures. Jesus, when he was birthed by Mary, his worldly father here on planet Earth, Joseph, they knew exactly what the angels had told them. They knew the whole plan. They knew the day was coming. They didn't know when. You have to understand, this was foretold. This was a mission. This was designed. And by the way, Jesus was a Jew. He was fighting the leaders of the Jewish faith. He was fighting the Romans. He was fighting for us. His entire life on this planet came with a mission. And the mission was, I'm going to die. And I'm going to die for your sins. The cross is where we see the great suffering. And at the same time, God's forgiveness of our sins. All you have to do is have faith. Jesus endured that pain on the cross on this Holy Friday, knowing that it was going to lead to resurrection and our salvation. All you got to do is believe. Have faith, and you will be saved.